It's been raining nonstop for the past few days. I'm sorely missing the sun. Can you believe that? Usually I'm craving those cold and gloomy days, but somehow it's different this year. Although in good health, though has been avoiding my gaze all day already. Is there something wrong? Please, do not try to forbear my gaze. Though what that won't help. Your eyes. I know that look. You're grieving. You are thirsty in your situation. My love, do you desire me to leave your sight? You can't even look into my eyes without licking your teeth or your lips. If it's cruel, oh. My love, please. You need to drink something. At least animal blood. If you don't drink something, your emotions going all over the place and leaving you, well, in some sort of an aggressive state, if I add on to that. Plus, you're starting to even look more like a dead man, like a corpse, than you already do. My apologies. I had to. Do you want to maybe try something else this time? Oh, you know what I am fuzzing about, right? Oh, please. Just accept my offer already. What if you refuse to drink my blood, bite me? Every season, every time, every day that I'm offering it to you. Is there a specific acquaintance with it? It's... You can talk to me, my darling. It's fine. My humanity. How charming you are, please. I could grant a flying... about my humanity. I just want to be with you, and though you know that, hark, what I'm going to be quirky and all saggy while you're still young and beautiful. I shall be jealous. Oh, please stop that nagging and laughing. I think it's pretty serious. I don't want to lose your soul, nor your face, your body. I don't want to lose you. And you don't want to lose me as well, right? Oh, please. Don't stretch. I know you wanted to drink my blood since we met. I couldn't help but notice your hungry and staring gaze and oh, that gawking you did. It's... Do you have to remind you what happened that one night? Sorry, my apologies. No need to be embarrassed by it, you know. You are a creature of the night. A vampire, and... Well... It's normal for you to harm my kind, no? Oh, my... Liebling. Losing control. You. Please. Even after such a thing could happen, I would even trust you with my life. And my life alone. My soul, my body, and I know that you would never do something to me that I would not consent to you, right? Well, at least not in a cruel and harsh way, that is. Oh, Liebling, what is the worst thing that can befall besides me turning into a vampire as well? Just the thought of us dancing through the night in the moonshine while hunting other humans who may or may not deserve it, that even. I think that is rather romantic, if you ask me. And I would love to be with you to the end of time. I would love to be with you no matter what would happen to us. Though please just allow me to be at your side, please. Love, Liebling. I trust you. And I know that you trust me. Just imagine we could be together till we may or may not hate each other so much that we separate. My dearest, forgive me, please, I pray you. If I strive to lighten the heaviness that hangs between us, I seek only to lift the mood. But Elliot, I know well your concern. For my humanity, my fertility, for state of our affection. And believe me, I feel it deeply. Yet it is fear, not carelessness, that guides my heart. The fear of losing you one day to the cruel designs of life and fate, to the cruel design of death itself, that haunts me every day. It haunts me, it's getting closer to me every second, every minute, every day, while you staying young and beautiful and untouched and... One thing that is quite haunting my emotions as well is that Father has spoken again. He would have me seek to the favor of some young maiden to win her consent for union of convenience, and how little he understands. He still believes us to be just innocent companions, harmless and well-mannered Gauls, you know, were he to know the truth of our hearts, the weight of his disappointment would crush us both. Oh yes, indeed, it is a perilous and suffocating circumstances. And it's suffocating me every day to know that he might just try to throw you out onto the streets, on those dirty streets once again, even though you just arrived in my home. If you were to make it me as yourself, if such a transformation could truly be, then neither life nor death would stand between us. Listen, we could flee this world that seeks to part us, defy the grave and dwell together in eternity's quiet embrace. Don't you understand, my love? We could be together for the rest of our time. And if we get to hate each other, we may separate. And then I would say that the life that I have lived with you was the best that could ever happen to me. Please, oh, I beg you, don't look upon me in that manner, my love. Gaze into your eyes. I see not the creature that others claim to behold. But the man who first captured my heart those 3 years ago. That man who saved me from that rooftop that one specific night. The man that danced with me throughout that one ball, that one gathering. That's what I see behind those beautiful eyes of yours. Surely you must understand this is the truth, and that within you lies and all that I have ever cherished. I cannot imagine a life joined to any other woman or to other maiden, nor could I bear the thought of a life from which you are absent. No, Ada. Don't get me wrong. There, the woman, the maiden out there on the street, they are beautiful equally. They're so amazing. And I love them. But my heart is aching for you and not them. And don't get me started. You make me feel things that I would have never imagined to ever feel in my life before. Oh, please, Liebling, look at me. You are and ever shall remain the pulse of my heart and the keeper of my peace. Please, take me into your world, my dearest. Whatever darkness lies within you, whatever darkness lies upon the life that's ahead, I should not fear it, nor should my heart ever turn against you. Finally, I've been waiting for this moment for so long. Whatever will happen, don't. And I tell you not to stop in any way. My heart is aching. I feel my body. It feels like I'm burning fire from the inside of my chest. No, don't stop. It's fine. I'm fine, more gently. I want more. His hands, ever so cold and pale, have ever borne the chill of the grave, and yet, to my touch this day, they seem warmer than they have ever been before. Strange indeed, that such coldness could bring me so much comfort. I want to be with them. I want to be with them for the rest of my life. Liebling. I'm all right. I'm fine. Please don't worry about me, okay? I would like to continue, but with something else, if you understand. I feel quite drowsy and all over the place, and I would love to continue just now. My love, we need to be tame and quiet. My father is... he's able to... Ah! My heart is pounding. I feel like prey trying to raise its breath out. Please pardon. Yes, Liebling. If you going to continue using your hands on me, I will. I'm sensitive. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. My love, what are you? Wait. My father, he will. You want to? Fine. I think after you finally fulfilled my wish, I think this is just fair if you are going to bear my body tonight. Please, devour me with everything you have, my dear. I trust you with all my heart and soul, and I think you know that. Please, I think I'm. You can enter. Please. I'm sorry, forgive me. My father, he's going to hear. We need to be. How long is the transformation going to take? Several days. I see. I can't wait. I still feel very hot and warm on the inside. Liebling, Liebling, please bite me. Please bite me again. Please. Oh. Waking up. I'm going to... So much to the end of time.